That feeling of complete inadequacy before God is one that many, many people have experienced, me included. How about you? You know you're not worthy. You know you'll never be good enough. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Jesus knew that, so he told several parables to set our minds, our hearts, at rest. Here's one of them, Luke chapter 15, beginning at verse 8. Suppose a woman has 10 silver coins, but she loses one of them. She'll take a light and clean the house. She'll look carefully for the coin until she finds it. And when she finds it, she'll call her friends and neighbors and say to them, "Be happy with me, because I found the coin that I lost." In the same way, it's a happy time for the angels of God when one sinner decides to change. Jesus always, always goes after the one lost sheep, the one lost coin, the one lost child, the lost you, the lost me, the one. And not necessarily the best one. I stumbled across these words recently that hammered that powerful truth home to me. God found Gideon in a hole. He found Joseph in a prison. He found Daniel in a lion's den. He has a curious habit of showing up in the midst of trouble, not the absence of it. Where the world sees failure, God sees future. Next time you feel unqualified to be used by God, remember this. He tends to recruit from the pit, not the pedestal. It doesn't matter where you're at, how badly you may have failed, how insignificant you may feel. When God finds you and draws you close to himself, listen to me, there is always joy in his heart. That's his word. Fresh for you today. And please don't forget that I'd love to send you a free copy of a special edition book. It's called How to Get Close to God. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that it'll be available, so don't miss out. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.